Gamma says turbine sales are up, piston sales are down this year. A U.S. Army Blackhawk is down in Italy. And the FAA wants new maintenance standards for airliner wiring. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, November 9th, 2007. On Thursday, the General Aviation Manufacturers Association released third quarter numbers for general aviation shipments and billings. Compared to last year, total shipments for the first 9 months of 2007 rose 1.7% to 2,909 units, while industry-wide billings for new airplanes rose to $15.1 billion. Turboprop shipments were up 14.5%, and business jets up almost 21%, but shipments of piston planes manufactured worldwide are 6% below last year's pace. Gamma President Pete Bunce says of the decline in piston sales, quote, "We are encouraged, however, by the industry's commitment to strengthening this segment with the introduction of products that will bring new pilots and new customers into this market. Overall, we are very pleased that demand remains robust, particularly outside of North America, for general aviation turboprops and business jets, and we expect shipments to continue on a strong upward trend in the months ahead," unquote. A U.S. Army UH-60 Black Hawk helicopter crashed near the northern Italian city of Treviso on Thursday. At least 4 men are known lost and 6 injured, according to the Army. Bloomberg reports the helicopter was carrying members of the 1st Battalion, 214th Aviation Regiment, based in Mannheim, Germany, and was on a training mission from Aviano Air Force Base when it crashed in an uninhabited area near Santa Lucia de Piave. The victims' names are being withheld pending notification of families, according to Army officials. An official cause has not yet been reported, but Italy's Soccorso Alpine Rescue Unit said one of the helicopter's rotors may have struck the ground while operating near the Piave River. The Federal Aviation Administration took what it calls a big safety step, mandating that U.S. airlines take additional measures to protect wiring in aircraft from damage during maintenance. Bloomberg reports the FAA will give Boeing, Airbus, and other manufacturers 2 years to develop new maintenance and inspection procedures and 3 years for the airlines to implement them. Modern airliners have flight systems and customer amenities which can require more than 100 miles of wires bundled throughout the aircraft. Aging and handling during maintenance can cause insulation to fail, with potentially catastrophic results. Transport Canada concluded that a fire on board Swissair Flight 111 near Nova Scotia in 1998 was likely caused by faulty wiring in a video entertainment system on the plane. The subsequent crash into the Atlantic Ocean claimed 229 lives. TWA Flight 800 exploded over the Atlantic near New York in 1996, killing 230 people. The National Transportation Safety Board determined the explosion in a fuel tank was likely ignited by a wiring short. Chicago O'Hare International Airport has spent much of the past year under the cloud of a scandal involving airport security. CBS2 TV investigative reporter Dave Savini discovered that thousands of O'Hare security passes were never deactivated when the people holding them were terminated, and that included some with criminal records. His reports also revealed that service employees enter the airport through an unsecured gate, often held open by one pass holder for others to enter. Now, the Chicago Tribune reports that 24 workers arrested for allegedly being in the U.S. illegally had been given badges of previously terminated employees to use as their own. Federal and local law enforcement officials reportedly staged the raid on warehouses at the airport on Wednesday. The workers were employed by a temp agency called Ideal Staffing Solutions and worked loading freight and meals aboard commercial airliners, among their other tasks. Investigators also say that of 120 applications for legitimate airport security badges submitted recently by the temp company, all but 10 of them used non-existent social security numbers or numbers belonging to people other than the applicants. A company manager is among those charged with immigration violations, and a corporate secretary has also been charged. Up next on ANN, United says rising fuel prices may start grounding airliners. Delta says it's still on the hunt for acquisition targets. And security costs drive AirTran out of the cargo business. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for November 9th, 2007. On the web, you can find us at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. So far, oil prices pushing $100 a barrel have not dented traffic on U.S. airlines, but at least one airline executive is warning investment analysts that rising fuel prices could result in his company being forced to ground planes. The AP quoted United CFO Jake Brace in his talk to a conference of Goldman Sachs investors. Quote, either the industry passes on the higher fuel prices, or we're going to have to lower capacity, but you have to make the equation work, unquote. Brace said 100 aircraft United owns outright could be grounded without permission from creditors. That's about a fifth of United's total mainline fleet, and includes 50 Boeing 737s. 14 more aircraft are coming off lease in 2008, giving United additional options to reduce the size of its fleet. Brace added, quote, we're taking it under advisement right now. It's hard to tell what's going to happen to fuel prices from here, but we're getting ready to react to it, unquote. While United talks of shrinking, Ed Bastian, chief financial officer for Delta Airlines, says his company might yet grow bigger by buying another carrier. He called acquisition research a front burner issue. Quote, I think there's value there. We just need to find the right transaction for the constituency. If we do find it, we'll certainly consider it, unquote. AP reports Bastian was talking to investors in a webcast conference on Wednesday when he made those comments. He said any acquisition would involve attention to the impact on employee morale and the carrier's bottom line. Also on Wednesday, Delta announced a new partnership with Chromalloy Gas Turbine Corp. The 10-year deal is expected to generate $1 billion in new revenue and bolster Delta's maintenance, repair, and overhaul operation. Delta spokeswoman Betsy Talton said Chromalloy will produce cheaper, non-OEM engine parts for Delta. The deal also adds a new engine type to Delta's TechOps services, the CFM56-5, used on many Airbus planes. Delta currently operates Boeing and McDonnell Douglas branded aircraft, but its MRO also does work for over 100 outside customers. Delta says its TechOps revenue exceeded $310 million last year. AirTran says it's getting out of the belly cargo business. Company spokeswoman Judy Graham Weaver told Air Cargo World Online that the decision was related to rising fuel prices, but also she cited expenses involving complying with new security regulations. The airline was thought to be facing a bill of $1.4 million for a cargo tracking system and more expenditures on other required security measures. The Transportation Security Administration has threatened stiff fines against airlines not in compliance with cargo security rules and may be forcing smaller operators out of the business. AirTran's finance department said the company was bringing in only $3 million a year from its cargo operation. Boeing Commercial Airplanes Vice President for Sales Larry Dickinson announced Thursday he'll retire effective December 31st. President and CEO Scott Carson said Dickinson has been a great leader in the organization. Quote, we congratulate Larry on an amazing 39-year Boeing career and thank him for his strategic approach to the market, our products and services, and our competitive positioning, unquote. The 64-year-old Dickinson led the sales organization since October of 2006. Prior to that assignment, he oversaw commercial airplanes Asia-Pacific sales for more than 20 years. He'll be replaced by 52-year-old Raymond Connor, who has led commercial airplane sales for the Americas since February of 2003. His replacement will be named shortly. Carson spoke of Connor's tremendous breadth and depth of experience, and he's not exaggerating. Connor joined Boeing in 1977 as a mechanic on the 727 program. He holds a bachelor's degree from Central Washington University and an MBA from the University of Puget Sound. Still ahead, the NTSB wants safer Grand Canyon air tours. EAA Sweepstakes is giving away an airplane and a helicopter. And an Arizona RC model flying club will disband after losing its field. You're listening to Aero News.
Welcome to Cirrus Design. Maker of the world's best-selling personal aircraft, the sleek SR-22. Cirrus planes feature the latest technologies and are equipped with an exclusive, life-saving parachute system. It is our mission to make personal aviation safe, affordable, and convenient. At Cirrus, we offer a test drive like no one else in the business.
Shoot happens. Come on, you know it does. Even the world's top test pilots know there are in-flight situations you can't always recover from. Mid-air collision, control failure, pilot incapacitation. In severe emergencies, do what the world's top test pilots do. Use a parachute. Except, instead of having to bail out of a moving aircraft, you can have the safety of a BRS full airframe recovery parachute. BRS has parachutes for an enormous variety of aircraft, from experimental to light sport, and all the way to retrofits on certified airplanes. Shoot happens. Will you be ready when it does? Call BRS today at 651-457-8651 or visit us online at brsparachutes.com.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, November 9th, 2007. I'm Paul Platt. The NTSB pulled no punches Thursday in issuing recommendations to increase the safety of tour operations over the Grand Canyon. The board says it wants to weed out problem pilots before they can cause accidents. The board made reference to the crash of a Sundance helicopter's AS-350 A-STAR in Descent Canyon in September of 2003. And another accident 2 years earlier involving an AS-350 flying for Papillon Airways. The board noted that both pilots had received complaints of reckless flying from passengers on previous flights. Both were accused of flying too close to canyon walls. In the Papillon case, passengers said the pilot would deliberately fly toward a wall with his head turned to talk with passengers in the back until the passenger screamed for him to turn around and descended steeply to show passengers what it was like to drive the car off a cliff. The NTSB found those complaints were not addressed by the respective companies. So, NTSB wants complaints and correspondence about tour pilots to be kept on file, passenger contact info to be retained by operators for at least 30 days, better training, and better auditing of the industry. You can read more details in the print version of this story on our website at aero-news.net. How'd you like to be flying your own helicopter in 2008? Well, okay, maybe not flying, but at least getting the chance to start building it. The Experimental Aircraft Association's annual sweepstakes will offer two new aircraft as top prizes in the contest, which officially opened on November 1st and ends on August 3rd, 2008, the final day of EAA AirVenture Oshkosh. Grand prize is a new Cirrus SR-20, valued at $220,000, complete with IFR-certified glass cockpit. Also being awarded will be a Rotorway A600 Talon helicopter kit, valued at $90,000, and it comes with a $20,000 Rotorway educational credit at the company's new flight training facility. The sweepstakes is open to members and non-members. Proceeds benefit EAA's youth education and aviation preservation efforts. Other prizes will include a Honda ST1300A motorcycle, a John Deere X700 Ultimate Lawn Tractor, a Bose Wave Radio CD system, and a Canon EOS 40D camera. Entry forms are available online and also in selected issues of EAA Sport Aviation and Sport Pilot magazines. Complete sweepstakes entry and eligibility rules are also available at eaa.org. The Sonoran Desert Flyers Club in Arizona has a sad meeting agenda planned for tomorrow, officially disbanding after 30 years because it can't find a suitable field for flying its members' radio-controlled model aircraft. The club's previous home field was purchased by a developer in January. Faced with having to pay added fees, the club had to leave. The Oro Valley Explorer News reports the lack of a suitable alternative has left the club grounded since then. The club needs to find an RC-friendly field of about 25 acres, away from homes so residents won't complain about the noise. One location looked perfect until the club learned it was state trust land. Club member Bill Melcher observed, quote, "They said it would be great if we made a petition, but it would take 10 years. I'm 76. I'll probably be dead by then," unquote. Some members have migrated to the Tucson International Modelplex Association. Others have found the Marana Northwest Regional Airport more accommodating. But the dispersing of the membership leaves only the formality of disbanding the club for this weekend's meeting. And finally, if there was any question before of just how serious Southwest Airlines was about luring more business travelers, it's been answered. This week, in addition to radically altering its storied cattle call boarding process, Southwest announced new perks for passengers paying higher price, last-minute airfares. CEO Gary Kelly sounded like he was trying to have his cake and eat it too in comments on Wednesday. Quote, Southwest is differentiating its product without changing its core philosophy, unquote. The new program is called Business Select. For a premium of $10 to $30 over the cost of a regular full fare ticket, travelers get a guaranteed A-group boarding pass, extra rapid rewards credits, a free drink coupon, and the option of a full refund or changeable fare if they need to cancel trips. Southwest will also reward its most frequent flyers. Members who fly 32 flight segments per year are now automatically on the A-list. The Southwest website will henceforth call regular, non-select full-price fares business fares, while all discounted fares will be grouped under the catch-all want-to-get-away category. I guess that's supposed to sound better than B-list or cattle call. So if you still want to think of Southwest as an airline that flies families at discount prices, repeat after me. Moo! And that's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Bob Poole of the Reason Foundation. We'll talk about user fees and the DOT's ultimatum to the airlines regarding delays in the New York area. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, Yahoo, Odeo, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.